Prayer Defined, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Illumination, Postgraduate Course of the University of Healing, Chapter 8, Prayer Defined. Every illumined being who is approached by those who are on the path is asked, "How do you pray? Teach us to pray." Thusly, the illumined one speaks to the one on the path and saying to them, "How would a raindrop ask for moisture? How would the hillside ask for earth in which it is? How would man ask for wholeness, peace, harmony, love, truth, wisdom, abundance, or anything? How does God ask anything of itself?" The answer to all these questions lie in themselves. For something to be that which it is, it must be that which it is. And if it is that which it is, how can it ask of another to give it that which it is and always was and always will be? When we, and that includes every creative intelligence, realize that we are totally God, then we will ask only of that which we are ourselves. When we ask of ourselves, we have the answer for which we have sought. But this type of an answer appears to be too difficult for many students. They desire to have someone or something to pray to, desiring that which is outside of themselves to produce something for them, while within them, all the while, is the very thing desired. Our ascended master, speaking to those on the path, might further point out, God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. This means that God is everywhere present in its allness, and since it is everywhere present in its allness, that everywhere that is, the allness which it is there also. This means that God is totally powerful wherever it is, so that wherever God is, and God is everywhere and in everything, that everywhere everything has the total power which God is. This means that God is all-knowing, and that wherever it is, its total ability to know all things is also present, and that therefore in everything this knowingness exists. So therefore in every man is the knowingness of the creative cause, God. Since God is everywhere and we are somewhere, therefore God is in us. Since the allness of God is wherever God is, therefore we are the allness of God. Since we are the allness of God, ipso facto, we are God. Now, can we, in the furthest reaches of our imagination, visualize ourselves praying to ourselves for anything? Rather, when we would experience something which is within our realm of accomplishment, we just go do it. But we have been taught so long that we must pray to accomplish something. We have yet to turn to the total power within and draw it forth into our own experience. Now that we know that we are God and that we may claim whatever we desire of ourselves, we may begin claiming and accepting ourselves whatever we desire. For now, we have redefined prayer as an act of claiming and accepting that which we desire, but claiming and accepting it for ourselves alone. There is only one source. This is the presence and the power of the infinite within. Wherever we feel that we would like to make a stride into the wholeness, which we have always been, but may yet fully recognize it, The technique is to claim it for ourselves. We claim it for ourselves by first knowing that it is within us the power to accomplish it. It might be compared to the skill we want to learn. The skill within us, but to draw it out demands that we call it forth, we claim it, and accept its expression in our world. To do this means we visualize it as already having been accomplished. We imagine it as an experience we already know and enjoy. Prayer comes now down from the illusionary expression, where it is something devoutly to be wished, to something which we speak our word about, and it is done unto us according to the conviction of our word and creative visualization. An ascended master is the answer to his own prayer. An ascended master prays by letting his imagination soar, having fun with this flight of fancy, thoroughly enjoying this uniqueness, this unusual, the total possibility of his visualization. Then he claims it as a fact in his very experience, and accepting it, experiences it. The answer to all prayers is in the prayer, for by his conscious claiming and accepting of the desire manifests. And so it is.